All right. So let us move on to item 14, which is our pension administrative system project update. And Gail, I don't know if we're moving people over. It looks like we're going to probably need to bring in some. Who do we have on phone, by the way?
So on phone, we have Michael Tebow from ICON. He's going to give an update on the ICON data cleansing that's occurring in relation to the project.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't recognize the number.
We've kind of reached a milestone with the data cleansing. So I thought it was important that the board hear from ICON.
All right.
So with that, we are doing our regular update to the board relating to implementation of a new pension administration system. And with that, I wanted to turn it over to Jasmine once she has moved over.
I haven't seen. Well, who do we have?
Yeah, she's waiting to be moved over.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say I don't have her moved over yet.
She doesn't seem to be responding to the request to move over. So she may have stepped away from her desk, would be my guess. But I can assist in the moment. This is Christina. And we do have some representatives from Siegel Consulting, our oversight project manager. As Gail previously mentioned, Michael from ICON and Mark from ICON, and they are assisting us with our data conditioning and cleanup. And then we have Casey from Sagitech, which is building our new system. So I will turn it over to Jesse.
All right, Jesse, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If we could pull up the slides, please.
This is part of our dramatic pause.
Yeah.
While we screen share.
While we wait for that, I'll just mention that the project is continuing. Staff is working very hard with the various vendors on this project.
Excellent. And we've got our screen share up. So Jesse, you are ready to roll.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair. All right. Glad to be back and thanks for having me. It's been a couple of months, so we're going to jump right in. If we can go to the next slide and we'll do a quick recap of what we talked about in November when we last met. So we talked about the progress of the project. The project had remained green. We did make a couple of moves at that time, moving some non-core items to be released later on so as not to affect the delivery of the core functionality expected to be in November later this year. So we talked about that. We talked about also a business process re-engineering project focusing on the retirement application process that was being closely monitored because our concern was that some of the project resources would be needed for that project as well. So we monitored it. We worked with the team and we were able to mitigate that and continue the project moving forward as expected. So that was good news. We also talked a little bit about some of the data cleansing and conversion effort. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to highlight something on the next slide. And as Gail said, ICON is here to talk about that in more detail. So whatever detail you would like to know. So if we can go to the next slide. So the project continues. We're at about a halfway point, which is good news. There's still a lot of work to be done. We're still on an aggressive timeline and the team is pushing very hard. There's some key milestones that we are going to be hitting in the coming months, specifically pilot 3 that focuses on a lot of financial reporting and tax reporting. We're expecting that elaboration to be done this month. We're also expecting to get in March some sample electronic contribution files from pilot employers such as the county and the courts. And we're looking to start acceptance testing in April of this year. So a lot to be done, but the team is focused on it and we're working very well at this point. There is the data cleansing piece. I put a percentage in. Like I said, my phone is here. We're at about 98.1% cleanse, which is a good number. Now the data gets a little bit more complicated because now the more difficult issues are coming up. So what that means to all of us is that, okay, now we have to start really prioritizing what is it that is going to be cleansed prior to go live and what are some items that are going to remain after go live and developing a plan to address those items after go live, which is pretty typical in these types of implementations. But as I mentioned, Icon is on the line. They can certainly answer more detailed questions should you have any.
Well, I don't want to interrupt the flow, but it sounds like if this is a 98% complete item, but the last 2% is weighted and is the heavier lift, I guess I just want to get a perspective from you. Do we have any reason to believe that we're going to have any difficulties in meeting the timeline and that it's not going to be a problem?
Not at this time, Mr. Chair. I'm not seeing that. I think right now we're going to make the decisions to stay on track with the timeline. I'm not seeing anything with the data cleansing that's going to hold that up at this point. The next few months are going to be pretty critical. Like I said, with the testing starting in April, that's pretty important. But the data cleansing should not be holding anything up relative to the go live.
Okay. Well, and you know, we have Icon here, so we'll have that conversation. So, all right.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Next slide, please. So this is the timeline that we review. Again, we're about halfway. Phase five is really where we're focused on at the moment. So that'll continue on through November and obviously into next year as we move to phase six. But the date remains November 16th, 2023. And we'll drill into phase five a little bit more on the next slide, please. And here you see pilot one is nearing completion. Pilot two is on the way. And pilot three is moving along very quickly and actually moving along very well. So at this point, Mr. Chair, and to the members of the board, the project continues. It stays in the green status. The coming months are going to be very critical as far as making sure we're able to hit some of the testing milestones. And probably later in April, maybe May, is when we'll have a better feel of how the testing is coming and be able to report on those results.
Okay, well, I know we're going to want to keep a short leash on that, and I know you know that. So we'll, you know, that obviously as that rolls out, if there are any concerns, red flags or problems, you know, the earlier the hand raises, the better. So
yes, Mr. Chair.
All right, fair enough.
And that completes my report, unless there are other questions.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Are there any, looking on the side here, if there are any hands up for questions or comments for Jesse? I'm not seeing any right now. So let's continue. And let's hear from Icon. Now I got my screen back here. But everybody moved on me. So I know Michael's here. Weird. All right.
Mark.
Yeah, I lost. Yeah, I thought I lost audio. I wasn't sure what had happened here.
Yeah, it looks like Michael had to drop off, but Mark from Icon is here. And
okay.
Can
you guys hear me now?
Oh, there's Michael.
Yeah, Michael's okay. Back on my screen.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. This is the conversion and migration status summary report that we compiled for the board. And we just kind of want to go over it with you guys to give you a high level of what's going on, what has been happening, and what we plan to do next. Next slide, please. This is basically, as you know, we have data levels, which is categorizations of your information. And at the start of the project on demographics and foundation, we had over 56,000 issues and everything. And right now we're under 3,000. That's a very good number to be at this point in the project. For your employment history, we had over 14,000 unemployment history. And right now we're just about 9,500. On the contribution, we had over around 3,800,000. And right now we're at 560,000 issues. Service credit history, we were over 16,000 and now we're down to 470. Member benefit history, we were at 3,500 and now we're down to 2,100. And beneficiary benefit history, we were at a little over 14,000 and we're still at right there. But a lot of those can be explained by other things in the benefit history. So as we complete those, the beneficiary history will go down accordingly also. On the insurance, we had originally 10,282, and right now we have 10,372, which went up 90, but that's just basically because of year-end processing and just normal production, everything. And then the other miscellaneous, we only had one that was corrected, so we are good to go on that one. So
just as a layperson looking at this, is there uh-huh. anything about this data that should give us concern or pause?
No, actually, what I was going to say is, Sarah, staff, and ICON, and everyone has been working really hard, and the numbers have dropped across the board, and a lot of that is due to prioritization, and as you can tell, the contribution history dropped dramatically, and what we did was we tweaked some of the scripts on our side. Some of the rates were filled in by Sarah because they weren't in CPAS, but they were filled in now. So everyone has done a great job on the Sarah part to do the data cleansing effort and everything. So all in all, when we're looking at these numbers, you know, you might look at, you know, 559,000 as being a huge number, but a small tweak on that could drop that into half. But right now we're at the very small tweaking level. So once we tweak one thing, it could drop dramatically. And we're working very closely with the Sarah staff to hit all those buttons. And I think I have a lot of confidence that those numbers will continue to go down as we go through. And as Sarah looks at their data, now a lot of this data is very, very old. A lot of these instances are very, very old. So I, you know, it's not like you're kind of cleansing from the past mistakes of a long time ago. So that's very, very encouraging also. Next slide, please. So to kind of put it into perspective on where your data is, and Jesse kind of said it earlier, we're at a 98.13%. So 98% of your data is clean and everything. And then using those same day levels, you know, you can look at demographics. That's 99.75% of it is clean. Employment history, 97. Contribution history is 97. Service credit is 99.99. Member benefit history is 99.9. A lot of these numbers are really, really high, which is in retrospect compared to other clients of your size, complexity, and history, you guys are doing very, very well. And I don't see, when I look at these numbers, and Mark, we talk about these numbers all the time, is these numbers are really, really good as far as, you know, they will continue to go up. You know, nothing will ever be perfect. You won't see 100% across the board on everything because the foundation, like in demographics, the foundation, if someone divorces or changes, you know, addresses, at that point, the information could be wrong or everything. So 100% is kind of unrealistic. But when you're getting up to these kind of numbers, we're looking really good. And I want to stress that these numbers, we really put a high priority on anything financial, like contribution, member benefits, beneficiary benefits, service credit calculation, all that. Those are critical factors that we prioritize, and they're working very hard to resolve everything. But across the board, these numbers are really, really good, I think. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I mean, because they'll be like jinxes, but we're kind of ahead of schedule because we don't typically see these numbers from clients until like about a year out. So we're still, you know, we still have a good time left and everything. And testing will drive out some, and Sarah and Icons continue to work on data cleansing, those numbers will drop. So I'm very happy about these numbers, everything. So, you know, we have a plan for those instances that are not resolved by time of deployment. Those are going to be very, they're not going to have anything to do with benefit calculations or calculating someone's contribution or calculating someone's service credit. What they are going to be is what I consider nuisance, but issues. But what we're looking at here is very, very good, in my opinion, compared to other clients that we've had.
Well, I guess that's encouraging. To you know, to say the least. So as you look forward, then the remaining work, you, at least based on what you've seen thus far, you're not anticipating problems. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's a very fair statement. I don't see a the one great thing about it is there's no you know, OMGs here. There's no drop dead problems that we're looking at. And, you know, because no effort is being put in to correct issues on the current CPAS system, as production goes, you know, that's going to generate more data. But now we're on top of it. So, and the people that are doing the data cleansing are a lot more aware of what they're putting into the system. They're a lot more conscious of it. They're doing a great job of staying on top of it. So these numbers will continue to go down. You know, if we have a surge of retirements, then they may come up. But I really don't see that because we've had a couple of retirement periods. And I think that during this whole project. So I don't see that coming up either. I think I think across the board, it's really good. But data cleansing will continue all the way through up into the deployment. So these numbers will, the percentage of high quality data will go up, and the instances will go down, everything.
All right. Well, that's good news.
I mean, I think, and like we're working with Siegel and Cicera, for that plan and to enact that plan for both addressing those small, hard to reach areas of data issues, and also planning for post deployment. What are we going to do with those? And we have all that right now, and we're just progressing down the path.
All right. Well, that's very encouraging. I'm encouraged. Any board member questions or comments?
One note that on the slide being presented, it's different than what was in the packet that was handed out. We found a problem on the insurance history item. The counts and the percentage was different. So that was actually showing the number of problems instead of the number of records and the percent. So just a note on the packet versus this is the correct numbers here.
And so just in general terms, how significant is that? Is, you know, is that difference in terms of the percentage of high quality data?
Well, the original package showed 10,000 records, negative percent of data. So it was just, the slide was just wrong, that the numbers weren't correct at all. So we caught it and before the presentation.
Okay, so it was more of a clerical thing, that it was just wrong. It wasn't a question of degree, it was just wrong.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. That's good. Okay. Well, we got the right one here.
Yep.
All right, are there any board member comments or questions for ICON? I'm not very encouraging. Gonna hold you to it.
No, good deal.
Yeah, all right. Well, good enough. I'm encouraged. So let's move to Sagittek, yes? KC, are we ready to go?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman.
Good afternoon.
Members of the board, Siegel team, Cicero team, and ICON team. And a happy new year to everybody. I'll just share my screen. And here we are. Let me just move the slide. You know, as Jesse has mentioned, we are doing well. And we are at an overall completion of 52%, halfway through the project. The original planned completion percentage is 58%. And the line of business solution is at 54%. We are putting in all the efforts and you know, firing on all cylinders to make sure that we hit the deadlines and meet the November 16th date, which we are holding sacrosanct. And same with the member self-service. We'll be hitting the February 14th, 2024 date. And in terms of the line of business solution, we are 54% complete, as indicated earlier. In pilot one, we have completed the design and development of all the modules. The data conversion is also complete. We are just waiting for the red data testing to be completed. That's what we are looking at. And testing is what is happening right now. We are in the final leg of the system testing. We are planning to close the system testing of pilot one by end of this week. That's what we are gunning for. And once we are done with the system testing in pilot one, we'll be moving to integration and regression testing. And that will actually pave way for starting the user acceptance testing of pilot one by end of March. In pilot two, we have completed the design of all the modules. We are actually a bit slower in the development and configuration because we have been focusing more on completing pilot one, making sure that all the PIRs are closed, 95% blocking critical stuff is closed, and we have a stable system to go for user acceptance testing. And that's where we are in terms of pilot two development. Pilot two testing follows the development. That's why you see that three modules are in progress. Testing progress also indicates the ordering of test scripts and other pieces. That's why you see three more than the two completed in development. Data conversion is moving on. We actually are doing simultaneous work with pilot one and pilot two in data conversion. Pilot one, we are fixing the PIRs that are identified in red data testing. And at the same time, we are working with data mapping exercise for various tables that are in pilot two. Pilot three, we have done a good job in terms of design. We are ahead of schedule because we got four modules approved, and we have completed the one module execution, and it is undergoing approval, and we have one module ready to be submitted for approval. that's where we are in terms of pilot three. And the next milestones, we are trying to close pilot one. That is a major milestone. And pilot two, we want to actually close the development on 6 modules, complete 5 modules, data conversion, and complete the unit testing of all the modules which have been developed, and at least complete 5 module system tests in the next quarter. And pilot three, we are actually gunning to complete the design of all the modules. And pilot four, probably in this quarter, we will be able to initiate the elaboration and design of pilot four. And there is no change in terms of the project schedule, no changes in any project personnel. We have actually, as we speak, we have added two experienced development resources. So we are hoping to speed up the development process and hit the deadlines as planned. So that's all I have. If you have any questions, I would be happy to answer those.
Well, Casey, thank you. That was a very uplifting report. I see a lot of positive signals. Director Holcomb, you have your hand up.
Just one question. I'm very encouraged by the report overall, all of the reporting. There's an indication in an earlier slide that you had re-baselined the go-live date from September of this year to November of this year. Is there any concern, not so much by on your part as opposed to the staff, in having this coincidental with year end? Year end's always a tricky time to start doing stuff, and this may inevitably slide a little bit further into the earlier part, but lots of different things happen toward year end. Does this make the staff at all nervous about if we hit this baseline and they actually go live on November?
Do you want me to answer that? Or
I think that question was directed probably to Gail, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
The re-baseline dates were, after discussions between Cicero staff with Sagitech. And so, November 16th, is that kind of an interesting period? Sure. But it's not anything that we're not prepared to go live, on that date. Yeah, I mean, there are considerations because it is getting close to the end of the year. But yeah.
And if I can just add to that, I mean, as Gail.
Oh, there's Jasmine. There
yes, sorry. Hello. I had some technical difficulties earlier. Thanks. If I could just add to that, I think knowing these dates ahead of time is helping staff prepare. So I can't foresee any issues. Everybody's. At least the main participants have been well versed on what the go live date will be, and we're planning around it. So I don't think there's any issues.
Okay, just thought I'd raise the question. The other thing I would say is we really appreciate the fact that Mark was able to get back early from his trip down the Amazon to give us this report. It looks as if you've been out in the outback somewhere, but I hope you enjoyed the trip.
Yeah, he's wisely staying quiet. All right, any other thoughts or comments on this item? Pretty positive report overall. I'm pleased with the progress and the expression of confidence of being able to make our date. So let's just keep at it. But again, I always say this every meeting for our team. If there's an issue, let's just raise our hand and deal with it. Don't let anything slide or fester or think about workarounds. It's too important. So if there's an issue, please raise your hand. So it's as much as we can say. And I thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Did everybody get back to their important stuff? So now that we've completed our system project update report, which we're very favorably. We're going to